Now more news from Norwich and the headlines in this section. A local MP helps people to keep warm, and a married couple celebrate 25 years in the restaurant business. But to start, puppetry. It's not just for kids.
Children and grown-ups alike can enjoy the art of puppetry in the new season of shows at Norwich Puppet Theatre. Alongside an array of theatrical treats for little people, the city venue is hosting the Visual Theatre Festival, Manipulate, for the sixth year in the end of January into February. The festival aims to show that puppetry is not just for children. Ian Woods, the theatre's operations manager, said, "It's great to be working with Puppet Animation Scotland again and to bring Manipulate to Norwich. It brings great international work to the city and also the best of British puppetry. Expect to see something different. Take a risk and come and see a show." The festival opens the doors of Norwich Puppet Theatre to grown-ups to see some of the wonder that the little ones enjoy all the time. Clementine, the living fashion doll, is opening 2017's Manipulate on January 28 with Clementine's Fabulous Roadshow, a show featuring variety acts and the story of Snow White, performed in a way audiences will never have seen it before. Puppeteer Mark Mander, who is behind Clementine, originally trained at Norwich Puppet Theatre and said he was delighted to be returning for the festival.
The Norwich South MP, Clive Lewis, has joined a project to help more elderly people keep warm during the winter months. Clive Lewis met with representatives from Age UK Norfolk and the Norfolk Community Foundation, who run the Surviving Winter campaign. The campaign aims to help more elderly people heat their homes by using the winter fuel allowance donated by those who don't need it to those who do. Mr. Lewis said, "I'm really pleased to be part of this. As a local MP, you only have to go outside today to see how cold it is. I don't want to see anyone in the city of Norwich, in my constituency of Norwich, suffering unnecessarily." The campaign has so far offered 50 grants to people in Norfolk since the start of the campaign this year. Over the course of the campaign, which began in 2011, the charities have offered 1,190 grants.
Husband and wife team, Nigel and Jane Raffles, are celebrating a quarter of a century in the restaurant industry in Norwich. The duo have been behind a number of well-known restaurants in the city over the last 25 years. They first started at St. Benedict's with St. Benedict's Grill, which later became St. Benedict's Restaurant, and the next door's Pinocchio's, before opening the vegetarian cafe bar Pulse and the library restaurant, both in Guildhall Hill. Mr. Raffles, who is the chef, said, "It is a long time in a competitive and always changing fast-paced industry." They are nowadays focusing on the library restaurant, which previously housed the city's former Norfolk and Norwich subscription library, one of the oldest subscription libraries in England. They said they pride themselves on working with local suppliers and businesses, and they felt it was important to listen to feedback from diners about their menus.
Well, news now of three much-loved and valued local charities, beginning with the kind-hearted Shoppers across the region who've helped Big C ring up its best year across its retail outlets. Through donations of goods as well as purchases, Norfolk's cancer charity has seen sales buck a downward trend and achieve an increase of about 3.5% across all 10 stores in Norfolk and Waveney, above previous year's figures. In addition, the Timber Hill store enjoyed its best ever week's trading in its 21-year history during early December. Ashley Bunn, head of retail, said the year-end figures were amazing, given a difficult first two trading quarters.
The Salvation Army's Christmas concert series drew to a close with a bang when more than 650 people attended its Christmas Praise Spectacular on Sunday. Throughout December, members of the Norwich Citadel Salvation Army have been playing a packed program of concerts. Major Diapa Clausen, church leader of Norwich Citadel Salvation Army, said, "Christmas is our busiest time of year. The birth of Jesus brings love and compassion, and during the festive season, we aim to put our faith into action by practically sharing joy and hope with the people of Norwich." A total of nearly £1,700 was raised during the concert for Christian Aid, and Major Diapa Clausen added, "The generosity of the public has been incredible."
A group of blind and visually impaired youngsters and their families enjoyed a noisy start to Christmas. Their Christmas party was visited by Santa aboard a huge truck, accompanied by a pipe and drum band and an escort of Harley-Davidson motorcyclists. The Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind's annual Young Eyes Christmas Glitter Party saw the children and their families, along with friends and supporters, enjoy a raucous festive celebration with a disco, Christmas biscuit decorating, and a party tea laid on, in addition to the ear-splitting arrival of Santa. The party was helped by a donation from Great Yarmouth firm Beck's Motorhomes following a fundraising event it held in the summer, as well as donations of food and goodies from local businesses. The highlight of the party was the arrival of Santa in a huge red truck accompanied by the Phoenix Pipes and Drums Band from Watton and the riders of the Eton Harley-Davidson group. The truck, bikes and drums were then all eagerly inspected by children and adults alike. Dorothy Bowen, who coordinates the NNAB's Young Eyes programme, which provides help, support and life skills to children and young people throughout Norfolk, said, "This noisy and fun party was the perfect start to Christmas for all these visually impaired young people and their families." The charity also received a donation from Beck's Motorhomes, also funded a second Christmas treat as 21 families with visually impaired children enjoyed an exclusive Santa special train on the Bure Valley Railway, experiencing the sounds and smells of steam travel, as well as once again being visited by Santa.